Vegas, we have Campy Scott, author of the book Death in the Desert, The Ted Binion Homicide. Some developments in the Rick Tavish, Sandy Murphy trial. Actually, the trial is over. They were found innocent of murder, but convicted of some silver convictions. And alas, I find this very fascinating, Kathy, what's happening here. I mean, it's almost like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's fascinating because one of the attorneys who only passed the bar and became a member of the Nevada Bar in 2003, who was a practicing attorney in New York before that, but for about 8 or 9 years, Joe Caramano, was about to file a motion, but instead of just quietly filing a motion on behalf of Rick Tavish, asking, you know, for a motion and a new trial in the silver counts, he made it public, went public with it, which apparently was part of his strategy. J. Tony Serra, the San Francisco attorney, who is one of the top 10 attorneys in the nation, was talking to Rick Tavish and his family, and his recommendation was he felt that Judge Joe Bonaventure was going to be lenient in his sentencing against Rick for, conviction of attempting to steal Ted Binion's buried silver. As it stood with the conviction in November and an acquittal, of course, on murder, with the conviction on the silver, he could have gotten anywhere from, a suspended sentence or probation to 18 years, I think. His attorney thought that he would be fair, so he said, go ahead and take your sentence, and afterward we can appeal, but go ahead and take the sentence. I think he'll be lenient. Do your time. And he's already got 18 months, 16 months, I think, at that point, left on another conviction from, 4 years earlier. And it could very well have been concurrent, at the same time. Instead, Joe Caramagno, with his limited experience, was going to file a motion without Sarah's permission to ask for a new trial because he felt Bonaventure was unfair. So it just turned to, it got worse, of course, but that was basically what happened.
And the result of all this was the hearing on Wednesday in which Judge Joe Bonaventure read the letter in court. Now, I'd like to have been there because Judge Bonaventure has a reputation of yelling at people in court, doesn't he?
The man doesn't lose control. And what Caramano said, most of the time when he's yelling at somebody, he's written down what he's going to say. This is a man who's very much in control. He's been on the bench for 30 years. And what Caramano said was he was going to get, Gotti's attorney out of New York to argue at the sentencing, and he would incite Bonaventure into, yelling at him, and then they could use whatever Bonaventure said in an appeal. And that's not even a strategy. That's just,
well, according to what I read in the paper, the Las Vegas Sun, it looked like Judge Bonaventure handled himself pretty well. In fact, he was quoted as saying that he wasn't going to hold the attorney's actions against Tavish when he sentenced him in March.
You know what? If I were the Tavishes, and I know they feel victimized right now by Tony Serra, but I don't think that I talked to both Frank and Lonnie over the weekend before this whole other, my dog is whining in the other room, before this whole other thing, before the firestorm turned into a blaze. He filed a motion to withdraw. What hasn't been in the papers is that he called the family and said, listen, this motion Caramagno wants to file has no merit. I don't want to be a party to it. You're going to lose. They're asking the same judge who wouldn't allow Rick Tavish to get bail, they're asking him for a new trial on the silver counts, which meant they were going to do that before the sentencing, which meant that Bonaventure would have overridden what the jury did. And, you know, Bonaventure loves his jury. He's not going to go against them.
You know, Kathy, I'm a big fan of Tony Serra, but I'm kind of surprised he got into a lawyer catfight. I mean, he made that letter public.
Well, the reason he made it public was because and it was a letter from Cara Magno to Rick Tavish's brother. Now, Serra doesn't represent Greg Tavish, his brother, and neither does Cara Magno. So there is no attorney-client, no breach of privilege, so because that would be, you know, that's misconduct if you do that. But so Cara Magno said to the media, and Cara Magno went to the media. He's the one who made this public, and later we find out in the letter that he wrote to the family that he wanted to try it in the press. That was his big deal. Let's try it in the national media. So he releases to the media that he's going to file a motion, you know, in 5 days or something, and that Serra was no longer a member of the team. And so the media is asking why. And he said, well, it was a difference of opinion. So Serra the next day responded to Cara Magno's comments in the media that he was going to try to discredit Bonaventure, that Cara Magno was going to try to discredit Bonaventure, that Serra respected Bonaventure. He felt they had a new trial. They were acquitted of murder, and he wanted nothing to do with it. Cara Magno, the next day, and this was tried in the media, the next day said, no, that isn't true at all. I wasn't going to do that. That wasn't what the motion was going to be. So Serra produced the letter that proved it.
Well, to my knowledge, Rick Tavish has not changed attorneys, has he?
No, Judge Bonaventure asked him in court Wednesday morning, what do you want to do? And Rick Tavish told him, I don't know yet. I think the only choice he has, because he was humiliated in court, the whole, you know, legal community is laughing at this guy, the attorney. Judge Bonaventure told him that he is the reason attorneys have a bad name, that he's unethical, and that he ought to be turned into the Nevada Bar Association for misconduct. And if I had an attorney, a judge saying that, and I'm about to go before that very same judge with this man representing me for leniency and sentencing, I'd go get another attorney.
And you say the family is on the outs with Tony Serra.
Well, they feel betrayed because he released the letter. Well, Greg Tavish, Rick's brother, got the letter from Caramano and or Magno, however you say it. And I think they were just used to forwarding any correspondence on to Serra. Or maybe it was something Greg felt Serra had needed to have. So Tony Serra got a copy of it, which apparently is how Tony Serra learned what Cara Magno was planning to do. And you know what I think my gut instinct is, and yours might be the same?
Well, I think you're going to say that he wanted publicity, right? I mean, that's what it seems like. It seems like he wants to become a big-time Las Vegas lawyer. I mean, maybe even a nationally known figure.
He certainly wasn't working in the best behalf of his client. I mean, he put him... I don't think Rick Tavish could be in a worse spot right now. Well, I talked to the Tavishes, and I know that one of them told me Serra called the media. He said, Kathy, Serra called the media. I said, wait. He didn't tip off the media on any of this. Cara Magno called the media the next day when it was in the newspaper and all over TV. Tony Serra responded when the media called him, and maybe he picked up the phone and called a couple of them. But, you know, when this thing was over in November and they were acquitted of murder, you had Cara Magno all over the local media. He wasn't big enough to be on the national. Then you had Sandy Murphy's attorney, Michael Cristalli, all over what? CNN, Good Morning America. They were on Larry King Live. Cara Magno wasn't invited. He was just co-counsel. Tony Serra was invited to be on Larry King. And he said, I've moved on. I'm moving. That's not what he's about. He's not about the establishment and making a name for himself. He moved on to his next trial. Cara Magno was just in name connected to the trial. And, you know, because they needed a Nevada attorney, because Sarah hasn't passed the Nevada bar. So he wasn't invited to the national media. I think the guy's trying to make a name for himself, and he sure did, didn't he?
Yeah, speaking of Sandy Murphy, I mean, how does all this impact her case? I mean, she's kind of tied at the hip with Rick Tavish on the sentencing
thing. They're both being sentenced at the same time. Earlier, when the issue first surfaced, the first day a report came out in one of the papers, Sandy's attorney said that they would join in on the motion. And that's before everybody learned what the letter said and all of that. Well, the Murphy camp has been extremely quiet. You haven't seen one word out of anybody. And if I were Michael Cristalli, I think he's got every right to ask for a separation at sentencing. I mean, if she gets anything but time served and probation, he could very well appeal based upon the conduct of the other attorney and jeopardizing their standing with the judge. The judge said, "I have no respect for you." No respect for him. You know, Caramagno said he was humiliated. He apologized profusely to the attorney, or to the judge, you know, tail between his legs. Then he walks out of the courtroom, says, "I'm still on the case, and I was set up by Sarah." So he still doesn't, and I don't think that statement would have gone over well with Judge Bonaventure. So I don't think the guy's owning up and taking responsibility for the firestorm he just caused. It was like a train wreck.
Well, what does Sandy's attorney have to say about all
this?
So
other than initially they said that they were going to join in, but then they got silent real fast when the thing just turned so messy, and it was all caused by Caramagno. It's like a single car accident. I mean, this guy did it to himself. It was like, you know.
Kathy, you've been covering the judicial system there in Vegas for a long time now. does he have a reputation of being this way?
He just passed the Nevada bar in 2003. The guy hasn't been around the block yet. And here you've got an attorney with sage experience. He's 40-plus years, something like 45 years, Tony Sarah, who is rated as one of the top 10 criminal defense attorneys, trial attorneys in the nation, recommending that, hey, we're going to get a lenient sentence. Let's just quietly go to the sentencing. You know, Bonaventure was good to you throughout the trial. I think he'll be lenient. You might get a little bit more time, but you'll be out in a year and a half to 2 years. He's already going to be in there for 13 more months at this point based on a previous, you know, conviction, not on the new one. And he said, I think you'll be out. And then you've got this little attorney who just passed the bar in 2003 and the Nevada bar and says, no, you can win. We can do this. And they choose him. It doesn't make sense. But Rick is in court and in jail right now feeling like he should be out. And I think it was more of a panic out. They were afraid to go to sentencing, and it was almost a panic out situation. And Joe Caramagno and all of his wisdom came up with this so-called...
You know, Kathy, it seems to me that everyone in the case has forgotten already. Tony Sarah and his team, I think, were solely responsible, or at least responsible in a huge majority, if you look at it in percentages, and the weight of the evidence and how it was presented, in the fact that Rick Tavish and Sandy Murphy are not in jail serving a murder term. How quickly we forget.
And I said that. I wrote a column today, and I'll email it to you, but I wrote a column in Las Vegas City Life, which is www.lvcitylife.com, that it's interesting because Caramagno told the Las Vegas Sun, "We really appreciate all the work Tony Sarah did. He was our go-to guy." And I said, "Go-to guy? He was the coach, the captain, and the star of the team. I mean, without him," and that's what the legal community, they all said, without Tony Serra, there would not have been an acquittal.
Well, I wonder if anybody's checked around to see what kind of record this guy had in New York.
Well, you know, I've been calling around. I've been making...
Somehow, I figured you had already got into that.
He was a DUI attorney in Dearborn, New York. And for about... He passed the bar in 91 or 90. I'll have to check my... December, he became a member of the bar of either 90 or 91, which gives him, what, 13 years experience. So two years here in Las Vegas. And
I wonder what kind of law he's been practicing in Las Vegas.
DUI and criminal, it says, but I've never heard of the guy before. So he's mostly a DUI attorney. This was not a capital case, but it certainly was a murder case. And to get an acquittal on two people who have already been convicted is very, very rare. Tony Serra has accepted three more cases, which nobody has written about yet, and I just said in my column today that it was released yesterday that Sarah has accepted three more cases in Las Vegas, in Clark County. One is a murder case. I think one might be attempted. I don't know what the third one is.
Uh-huh.
But, they're darn lucky that he took it to begin with, the case. He believed in Rick, and he believed in his innocence. And to get a case that has been, they had 17 convictions of murder against them. 17 total between the two of them. And felonies, 17 counts, including murder. And the Nevada Supreme Court overruled it based upon their, reversed it based upon their civil rights being violated. But it's very unusual to come back in a second trial and win because, nine times out of ten, they're convicted again. And Tony Serra, without him, there is no way. Dick DeGaren pulled out of Sandy Murphy's team based upon somebody who was on board, I'm not going to name the person, on her team working. And he pulled out for the very same reason. He didn't want anything to do with it. Tony Serra stuck with Rick. Took him all the way through, and then this little attorney's got the audacity to think he knows more than Tony Serra. It's unbelievable to me. You look at it, it's probably the dumbest thing the guy will ever do in his life. And I would think that he'd be toast deaf.
Another thing they need to think about, the Tavish family, is the fact that Tony Serra has a fairly good relationship with Judge Bonaventure, don't you think?
Right.
And I'm sure.
Well, and there were some things he wasn't happy with during the trial, but interesting because Joe would stand up and say something because there's certain portions, a very small portion of the case that they gave to Joe, and Tony Serra had two lawyers from his office in San Francisco who there were certain things they tried. It's unbelievable the way they pieced it out. So Joe had his little pieces. And he was allowed to get up a little bit. There were a couple of times when Serra, who would sit there looking like he was in a trance or something, but was totally concentrated on what was going on, he would jump up or very quietly, aid. And a couple of times when Michael Cristalli would file a motion for in protest of something, Serra would make a point and tell the judge, "Your Honor, I want it to be known that I am not a party to that motion," because they weren't good motions. He orchestrates what he does, and to watch him in action, and the judge had great respect for him. But it was funny because the judge said that, this isn't entertainment tonight. He said he's had celebrity attorneys in front of him before, including Leslie Abramson. He's impressed with attorneys who are knowledgeable and fight hard for their clients, not on their celebrity status and that sort of thing. And he said to Caramagno, "How do you propose to know me? I've been on the bench for 30 years. You've been in town since 2003. You profess to know me and know what I'm going to do. How dare you?" It was pretty fascinating stuff.
We're talking with Kathy Scott, author of the book Death in the Desert, the Ted Binion Homicide. And Kathy, your book is still very readable. I know you're going to do another update or version when all this plays out. But really, people listening, I think they would be ahead if they go ahead and order the book now. They can do that by clicking on the link below here or going over to your website, KathyScott.com. It's a very interesting book, and I have a hunch that, you know, originally you thought you'd just update this book with the retrial, but I have a hunch you may, you know, have a sequel almost. So don't you think they'd be ahead if they ordered this book now? I mean, because when the second book comes out, it'll actually be, you know, be advantageous if they read all the details in the first book.
Of course, it's very important because of, and I do have the second, I do have the appeal in the book.
Well, Kathy, we appreciate you taking time out to talk to us about the case and bringing our listeners up to date. I know you're busy. You got lots of projects going on. A couple more books, I understand, or at least you're thinking about it.
Yeah, a couple more things in the hopper right now.
The book is Death in the Desert, The Ted Binion Murder. The author, of course, is Kathy Scott, and she's been on the line with us from Las Vegas. We'll be out there March 11th, in Nevada at least, down at Laughlin. Maybe we can get together personally and do the next show together.
Great. Thanks so much, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Hey, I've enjoyed it, Kathy. Thank you.